Just firstly, what about the timing of this nuclear test? I mean, why have they chosen today to take this nuclear test?
As a matter of fact, there's no perfect timing for any kind of nuclear test. Having said that, particularly, I mean, from the perspective of DPRK, they certainly understand that South Korea's government is under leadership transition. So it's better to go ahead with a nuclear test before the new president is coming to the office. Then they can repair the relationship.
Now, the US president's going to deliver a State of Union speech tomorrow. I mean, is there any coincidence in the timing here of this test?
Surely every time the nuclear test previously they already had conducted two besides this. And the relationship between Pyongyang and Washington in the last few years was not on the good track. As a matter of fact, there are numerous problems, particularly bothered by the deep-seated mistrust between them. And, of course, this kind of test, I really don't know how much impact it will have on the and the address of the State of the Union tomorrow, but surely it will be very detrimental to the relationship between Washington and Pyongyang.
Okay, now what impact will this test have on the Korean Peninsula issue, and particularly in the Northeast sort of Asian situation as well?
Well, it's certainly a very unfortunate development. It's a very bad news, and this test is not conducive to the peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula. And particularly, it violates the United Nations Security Council's resolution 2087, just passed last month in New York. So I guess the Security Council will consider any kind of further actions against it.
Indeed. I mean, you're mentioning, obviously, this is a huge violation of the UN sanctions. How is this going to sort of pan out? I mean, what's going to be the response here? I mean, obviously, they keep issuing sanctions. I mean, what now can be done?
Well, this is really up to the Security Council to decide. And, you know, in the last resolution, and also there is an article that any kind of further nuclear test that the United Nations Security Council will take action against it. So it's I guess there's a lot of room for sub-blocking, but I'm sure that the action will be stronger than the previous one, I mean the 2087 resolution.
Do you see any sort of specific impacts between North and South Korea? How do you think this is going to sort of pan out in the coming weeks?
Well, surely it will be a huge setback for the North and South reconciliation. And you know, the president-elect Pyo Jung-hwan of the South, she ever, during her campaign for presidential election, she said that she will pursue an engagement policy with the North. And of course, with some conditionalities. But I think this nuclear test will make it more difficult to pursue a rapprochement policy in the immediate future.